At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Pitch, runner goes, and that one's hit high and deep to center field. Back goes Carter. He's at the wall, and that is gone. Wow, that's over the hitter's backdrop. A massive home run for Bobby Witt Jr.
We are getting closer and closer to not starting this program with Ranger highlights here on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a hump day edition.
Hump day.
With Sean and Bobby Choppy out on vacation rest of the week. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. We are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Good morning to the chat. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. Bobby back from Cowboys practice in Frisco last night. Adam Schefter is going on a Micah Parsons divorce tour, and let us know how many episodes you have watched of The Gambler on Netflix. 877-881-1053 is the way to get in as the Rangers lose again. Nadell with the call on this station, 5-2 Royals as they take the first two games. You're 7.5 back in the West. You're 6 games back in the wild card.
We look for silver linings here.
What a great job by Du Bois.
Jock Peterson, fantastic job. Got a home run yesterday. That's nice. We hit a couple home runs yesterday. Those are positives. And then we got the Bobby Witt home run, and he's obviously a local guy.
Yeah.
Those are positives. Merrill Kelly, only 2 runs allowed. That's good. Sucks they were both home runs, as the home run ball has been plaguing him a little bit since he got here. But this is just – I feel like I can reliably predict what every single game they play like over the last 2 weeks is going to look like. Like, if you would have asked me yesterday, hey, what do you think is going to happen in this game? I would have thought probably something similar to a 5-2 loss where they, like, give up a couple home runs that are just really backbreaking. That's the kind of feel that they've given off over the last 2 weeks since the deadline. And I think we haven't had that just death blow yet like we thought we might get on Sunday, like if they would have gotten swept. But it feels almost like just this slow bleed out, basically, for the Rangers right now.
I don't understand why Cole Winn went back out there to give up the death blow to Bobby Witt. If you saw the inning before, and Bobby, you were probably in Frisco on the practice fields or driving out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 50 Cent on the mound. He immediately throwing over guys' heads, hitting guys, bases loaded. Instantly, the Rangers lose the lead, and I thought it was miraculous that they got out of the inning, only allowing one, and then Wynn is back out there again for the 2 additional runs to end any Ranger chances. Like, hold on tight. You're down 3-2. You got the 8th inning. You got the 9th inning, but no, Boch sends Wynn back out, and see you later. And that's after Milner was not good either, giving up 3 consecutive hits to end up taking the loss. I guess you could question why Merrill Kelly was pulled. You could argue third time through. His final stat line looks good. 6 innings, 2 earned, 3 strikeouts with the 2 home runs. But that was my immediate question to start off. Why did Cole Winn go back out? Because he was wild thing out there.
It's nice. Other than the 2 home runs by Merrill Kelly, he was perfect. He was perfect in 6 innings, other than 2 home runs that he'd given up. He was pounding the strike zone. It was a basically he was throwing you know, three strikes for every ball that he was throwing in this game. So, like, at 71 pitches, that does feel early. Like, what did you trade? Why did you trade for him if not to like, pitch in these kind of games? Like to help bring you back, to give you that bounce back, especially on a day which, and we'll get into it, especially on a day where you get some bad news about Jacob DeGrom's injury situation. And Nathan Eovaldi, who's been great this season, Nathan Eovaldi started getting hit a little bit these last couple starts. Like, it's not just perfect anymore, which you couldn't expect him to be. It's like, it's 71 pitches. You can bring him back out there, I would think. That's not a ridiculous amount. He's thrown 90-something in every other start for them this year.
Pepe, what'd you think watching it again?
Where's my white towel here? Let me start waving that around. No, I mean, it's, well, and now all of a sudden the long ball's hurting them. This is six home runs the pitchers have given up in the last two games. I think they gave up six against the Blue Jays as well. It's just the long ball, and they're not losing these games, you know, 15-5 or anything. They're in these games. They're just giving up the solo home run. Their offense isn't doing much. Corey Seager's finally getting going, but whenever you're not winning games and you're relying on Jock Peterson and Rowdy Tellez, you know, things are going to go south quickly.
Especially if you're banging on Rowdy, you know. Mm-hmm. I would say the other thing that's a frustrating point here right now, and look, I think a lot of people are frustrated with the Rangers right now, so it's hard to get a sense of what Rangers' narrative is on social media or anything else. People are gearing up for Cowboys. It feels like they're almost just like, put the Rangers out of my head. But I don't know if this is just a lack of Rangers intensity right now or if there's just not a lot of this being talked about. Josh Smith is awful in the leadoff spot right now. He's been terrible. The last, I mean, if you take outside of just...
Remember we went through those OPS rankings, leadoff was not good.
513 is his OPS this month. He's just awful. He's been bad. He's not, it's just, you're not even getting the plate patience you were getting earlier in the year or the reliable contact. He's just, he does not look like the same hitter out there. And that is just crushing them at the top of the order.
Let's see how he's progressed or regressed throughout the season. He was hitting in June 311, then it dropped to 250 in July, August down to 190.
Well, those are great numbers if we're talking about weight. Like if you go from 311 to 250 to 190, that's positive development. You don't want that as your leadoff hitter's batting average over the course of this, especially as things are getting.
I know.
Especially as things are getting, you know, they're getting more serious now, and then they're getting more intense. He hit really well in April. He was good in June. But, I mean, you're not getting enough out of him right now. And Josh Young all of a sudden has gone cold again after coming up and looking like, all right, he's fixed everything. He's got like a 12-game hitting streak. He's just gone ice cold all over again.
The other night when you're trying to get back in the game and Rowdy's up hitting cleanup, I was getting some tweets from people saying, what an indictment of Josh Young. That's supposed to be Adolis. That's supposed to be Josh Young. No Josh Young. Instead, Rowdy Tellez is hitting cleanup for you. And you're more often than not going to be screwed.
When he got back up to the majors, his first, what is this? This was the first 10 games back. He was 13 for 34.
Josh.
Like, Josh Young. Yeah, you would love that. You'll take that every day of the week. The OPS was over 1,000 for those 10 games. That's great. Since then, he's 5 for 37. He's just not giving you anything all over again.
Brett Boone is going to join us at 9:20 this morning. Thought he was in a bad mood last week. What about right now?
And we don't even have Funny Choppy to break the tension this week. That's going to be tough for us.
The Rangers are going to skip DeGrom's start today due to shoulder fatigue. Chris Young said he came back home to see the doctor and everything checked out well. More of a workload management situation. Why, though, did he travel back to Texas to get the shoulder looked at?
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel good about it, specifically this team and the way they have duped us on arm injuries before. I will always say, okay, if you're telling us that's what it is, I'll say that's what it is. But you're not going to calm anything in my mind. There will be something back there that tells me they could just be sandbagging us here because they've consistently done that. And Chris Young, like, God love him as the competitor he is. You know what kind of a competitor he is, Sean. You can't stop talking about it during breaks.
It's like Dak leadership.
It is. You love it. Chris Young, like, knowing, all right, this is a former pitcher who probably didn't want to let everybody know how banged up he was during his career if he had an injury or something else. He's going to have that mindset, too, of just nobody's business. They don't need to know. This doesn't need to be out there. It always gets you a little bit of pause, especially when last start was fine. But before that, there was a three-start stretch there where DeGrom did not look good at all. And so, I mean, that's It's got a little bit of concern to it for me right now.
Wheels falling off, no doubt about it. They're back at it again tonight. The Rangers don't have a starter named yet with a 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch here on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I was driving back. I heard Nadell talking, said there's a shot it was going to be a Jacob Latz day, that they might give a call up to Latz. And so, look, I mean, Jacob Latz has been good. Maybe that's our savior for this season.
Cowboys practicing in front of the fans. Ford Center, the Star in Frisco, Jerry Jones. That's a bold move for Jerry to address the crowd there, even though it's in his own house. As "Pay Micah, we want Micah" was shouted, that I heard in the background from the fans in the stands. Take us inside practice, Bobby.
Look, I mean, there was a lot that was going on in the team period and stuff like that where, you know, oh, this is interesting, this is cool. In fact, Aiden's going to throw up a video here. There was the play of training camp so far, the George Pickens catch on the sideline. Did you see that play yesterday? We're throwing it up on the fan cam now from DallasCowboys.com. That was beautiful throw, but I mean, his awareness of the sideline and the foot drag, as you'll see it right now on the fan cam, that's what you bring him in for. It's that kind of ball tracking and that kind of skill. So those sort of things are great. It was really hard to keep your eyes on what was actually happening on the field, though, because just off to the sideline, there was a chair that was set up, and that was Micah Parsons' chair, where he just plopped down and sat there in his 11 jersey, kind of taking everything in. Meanwhile, about, I don't know, 10 to 15 feet to his right is just Steven Jones the entire time, watching practice, talking with people, which I would expect him to be. I'd expect him to be down there, but it's just this awkward, it's this completely awkward visual that you wouldn't have thought would have been that awkward a month ago even. But it's just like, you know, ships in the night and no looking that way, no interaction, nothing else. It is so clearly a, you know, it's almost, it feels like a married couple that's just like, you know, on its last legs, and they're just kind of drifting through the house and not even acknowledging the other one's there anymore. That's what it felt like watching them at practice yesterday. And Trayvon Diggs sat there pretty much off to the side, right there with Micah the entire time. He was up on the sideline watching practice a little bit more. And Micah, too, like, he stood up for the team period, stood up on the sideline, was taking it in more there. It was the individual stuff he was mainly sitting for. But he didn't look thrilled. He didn't look like he was just super happy to be sitting there in that chair watching everything.
What are the other reporters saying out there about what's going to end up happening?
It's super split. I mean, just when you're chatting with people up there, there's some who will say, they're going to get it done. They'll play on the option this year and they'll get something done next year. This is just, you know, this is the process. Got to let the feeling smooth over. And then there are other people who are like, no, he's going to play on the option this year, and then he's probably out of here. Like, they'll have to work something out. And so it's so difficult to project this one and to read this one. And I saw some people bitching about this on Twitter yesterday, of just like, how come none of these insiders can get us an answer? Because literally, you got to be in Jerry's head on this one to know when he's going to pick up the phone or when Steven's going to pick up the phone. Right now, they're not. And they're not talking to anybody about picking up the phone. In fact, their public position is they're not going to.
And David Mulugeta doesn't talk.
No. And, right? and David has, you know, we talked about it when I had spoken to him a couple weeks ago. He had said, we talked to them in Indianapolis 2 years ago. We talked to them in Indianapolis this year and said, we're ready to do business. Guys, call us. Like, we're open. We're ready. Let's get things started. You guys told us to wait last year. All right, we waited. Y'all got it done. Now we're ready. And the Cowboys still haven't called yet. And so that's, you don't know, it's just really difficult to predict what's going on in the minds of the Joneses right now in terms of if this is a play for them or if this is a genuine, no, we're holding here. And that's the hardest thing to project. Now, I'm leaning towards right now, I think where this ends up is maybe 40% they get a deal done before the season. But if they don't, if game one he is like still on his fifth year option, then I think Mike is gone next spring. I think he has said he wanted out. I think at that point the Cowboys would let the season run out and they'd go, all right, this isn't profitable. We need to just move on.
What did Adam Schefter do later in the day after interrupting, as he does daily, your 840 below the belt?
He said exactly what he said earlier in the day. He used the exact quote. He did some podcast of his own and said the exact same language he did in the interview earlier in the day with Unsportsman, which was fine. Like, you wouldn't think anything of that typically if somebody just repeats, all right, yeah, they've got a point that they're talking through. Here's the thing that caught my eye about it, though, with Schefter. Schefter has been, and insiders will have this happen sometimes, they'll say something and then they come back later and they have to correct and go, I didn't word that exactly the right. I think Schefter did that with us during the interview. We had asked him about something specifically. He said, he was like, I should have been clear, by the way, that this is what it was.
Yeah.
This doubling down, that's, no, this is what Schefter thinks is, he didn't misspeak in the interview earlier in the day where he'd said Cowboys and Mike are heading for a divorce eventually, whether it's now, a year from now, 2 years from now. He thinks they're, this is clearly something that he believes. So for Cowboys fans, you have to ask or deal with what are one or two truths. One, either Schefter has been completely convinced by Micah's side and Micah's side only that this is what's happening, which I can't imagine Schefter would draw such a hard line on. Or two, he has gotten a sense from the Cowboys that this is going to end at some point. And I think that's more likely, is that the Cowboys, and that may be posturing too, somewhere the Cowboys are intimating to him now that, yeah, this probably has an expiration date.
There is your practice and Micah recap. Inside the Star, we have our insider living there, Bobby Belt, here on Sean and RJ. It's your home, officially, of the Rangers and Cowboys, and the Hump Day edition is just getting started. Since we knocked out the present, let's look at some of the past. The early episodes from the Cowboys documentary, The Gambler Review with the audio. All of us have watched the first few episodes. Let us know where you are in the series. We'll start reviewing the Cowboys Netflix documentary after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's start diving into The Gambler, Jerry Jones and his Cowboys. The Netflix documentary dropped yesterday. We had the director on yesterday's show. People were raving about that interview. He was absolutely fantastic. This is Sean Treif, Bobby Belt with you, Cowboys Insider, with Choppy out on vacation, 105.3 The Fan. We decided as a show to watch the first two episodes and kind of take it 2-2-2 and then try to squeeze it in, you know, before the actual football starts. I ended up probably like 5.5 episodes in.
I kind of wondered based on your tweeting and the way you were texting. I was kind of wondering, and when I saw your email and some of the notes you put in there, I was like, I think he watched more than two, or he at least saw clips on social. I had no idea it was 5.5 though.
Well, you got to make up for Chop. You know, you got to take over for him.
So that's why. That's why. We can't just fit it in before the season. We got to fit it in before RJ's back from vacation and doesn't watch it and has to just fake react.
Yeah, remember RJ schedules vacation around must cover Netflix documentaries and shows because for some reason he doesn't have that, but is, you know, 15 shots of tequila in with a brand that isn't Rail at the airport. He's like, I don't understand why this Patron is more expensive here at the airport. I don't get it. So this thing is getting rave reviews. Awful announcing, saying it's already better than The Last Dance. Mike Florio and others saying, I'm a half an episode in, or I'm one episode in, and I'm already mesmerized. Cowboy haters are saying, all right, I got to admit, this thing is badass. Before we get to it, let us know how many you're in on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. And I guess you can answer this from Brandon Laurie, who does a great job of just collecting Cowboys content, and he'll send over clips and interviews. He does a lot of the dirty work behind the scenes that I think is extremely valuable. He put out a poll question yesterday asking if you're actually going to watch it, that I'll watch no matter what, which is in the minority. And this is the reason I wanted to bring this up on the show, because I was surprised. The other option is I will not be watching it because they haven't been able to reach the same success since. And he's got 400 votes on here, but still 53-46 and change said, no, I will not be watching it. I don't want to contribute. I don't want to become even more bitter over the state of things today. So I just thought of 400 people, more than half, saying, no, I'm not going to check it out.
Yeah, I think there's... It doesn't surprise me that's more than half. I think...
You don't believe it?
No. I think that that's the same bluster of, I'm not following them this year. Yes, you are. And the other thing that I think is important for anybody who's hesitant to watch this, yes, there's a glorifying aspect to Jerry to it, but this feels more to me like it's just, so far through two episodes that I've seen, it's a glorification of... what that was like what the 90s Cowboys were and how they were. There are long stretches of this. What was episode one, like halfway through episode one until like most episode two, I didn't see Jerry for like a long stretch where they didn't cut to a Jerry quote. I was like, it's been like 40 minutes since they've shown Jerry on here talking.
Yeah, Jerry gets his nuts kicked in a lot of times. The director, I think, went on Dan Patrick after us and said that Dan asked, who set the parameters? What were the rules? And as we try to tell everyone who interviews us about the Cowboys, there are no parameters. There are no rules. There are no instructions. And Jerry, when watching it back, broke down and was in pain during a number of different scenes over reliving some of that stuff. So it's not a total glorification, in my opinion. But it starts with, obviously, the downfall of Tom Landry and, you know, Jerry immediately coming in and giving the double middle finger to all of Texas over a walking god being pushed out. And Michael Irvin is talking about Tom Landry forgetting names. Irvin was in a pregame, and he's used to Jimmy Johnson in Miami, rah-rah speech. And he said that Tom Landry told them before the Steelers opener, let's just try and keep it close. And Mike looked around like, huh? What?
And this is somebody who grew up idolizing Landry and whose dad idolized Landry. And so, like, this was a god to him. And he talks about walking in there just being like, you're kidding me. This is what I'm getting. And it made him sick. And we've heard before Michael talk about that first year in Dallas made him just sick to his stomach of, I got the list. He references the list again here. But he's told the story 1,000 times. It's just, I got the list, and here's the list to Jimmy when he gets here. These guys all got to go.
This is Michael Jordan rookie season, Chicago Last Dance. Everyone's doing blow and smoking weed and drinking and smoking cigarettes in their hotel room. And Michael's off to the side drinking orange juice. And he's looking around saying, these guys are a bunch of losers. I can't say anything right now because I'm this young whippersnapper. But I've told Michael Irvin this in the past. He's got an exact MJ mentality. He just does in terms of being a killer and a winner. And Michael was looking around saying, you got to go. No matter how cutthroat Jimmy Johnson was, Michael Irvin agreed with it because all Michael wanted to do was win, like MJ, 23. So that was Michael Irvin just observing Tom Landry and saying, oh. And, you know, the dirty little secret is that the Cowboys for two or three straight years had been losing.
Mm-hmm. They were bad. They had been bad for a couple of years. And they weren't hitting on draft picks anymore. They were just they were not talented other than Herschel Walker, pretty much. That's what they had. Was they had a guy who a lot of people thought was one of the best players in football at the time, but that was it.
So the optics are bad that Jerry flies to Austin to track down Tom, I think while he's playing golf, to go out there and fire him. And then the optics got even worse because he had Jimmy Johnson, right, sitting there on deck. And he goes, let's go out and celebrate. And Jimmy's like, you know, I'm kind of, I got a decent profile. Like, I'm a national championship winning coach at the University of Miami. Someone's going to see us. And Jerry's like, nah, don't worry. No one's going to see us. And then this happened.
Jerry says, let's go celebrate. He said, I know you like Mexican food. And Jerry, I said, you know, I've been on national television a lot. I said, I can't go out in public. He said, no. It's a little out of the way place. Nobody's going to pay any attention to us. Well, we got spotted immediately, and someone took our photo. The next morning, it was front page news.
That single photo showed me how volatile the bomb was called the Dallas Cowboys.
Sherry Gamble figured she'd answered the Cowboys' main switchboard 1,200 times by noon. Mostly, it's the same message.
Coach Landry doesn't know anything. Coach Landry's here. He still has his job. We still have our job.
To add insult to injury, turns out that Mexican restaurant was Tom Landry's favorite place. That same day, we flew to Austin to find Coach Landry. My words were generally, Coach, I'm here. I respect how much you've done for Dallas. But, you know, I need to go in a different direction.
And how did he take that news?
There's no question that he was emotional. But there was no doubt in my mind, I had to be the one to do it.
Dude, some of the fallout that they portray, which everybody knows the Landry fallout was bad. And there are people to this day who do not forgive him for it.
Yeah.
But he's on World News Tonight, a news show, getting live grilled by Sam Donaldson about it. I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah.
That to me is like, all right.
Well, this is America's coach.
Yeah, 100%. And like, they're like having
this is Nolan Ryan.
They showed grown men crying during Landry's like goodbye speech.
There was 100,000. I didn't know they had a parade. I didn't know they had a Tom Landry parade to say goodbye. There was 100,000 people there. They called it the Saturday Night Massacre.
And he is so... Jerry is still so...
Every optic looks so terrible. Arkansas coming in. Business guy coming in. Fumbling and bumbling at the opening press conference. Like, oh my... I'm gonna be an expert of the cleats. I'm gonna be an expert of the
Jocks
socks.
Jocks and socks.
Jocks and socks. Yeah, that's a good line after he was bumbling through. I'm gonna know the cleat situation. That's what it was. And then you get rid of Tom, God here, and then you go to his restaurant. What are the odds of that? Like, that's Tom Landry. It looked and came across as cruel.
And then he's still Jerry. He's up. I had never seen that clip of him at the press conference where they're talking to him, and he goes, yeah, you know, we met earlier. We ate Mexican. And then he winks at the reporters. And I'm like, holy cow, that's ballsy right now, dude.
Salt in it, yeah.
Holy cow. But he's still salty to this day. The only thing I've seen so far that I was like, that's something I didn't know about Jerry. I haven't heard Jerry say that before. He is still clearly salty over his Arkansas background being dragged.
Yeah, he goes, I didn't know. Growing up the first 30 years of my life that being from Arkansas was a bad thing, that I'm a bumpkin.
Yeah, all this BS, and he used the full term, all this BS that's out there. He clearly still, like, that he dislikes that was brought up when he first got
here. Think about this happening today. A new coach is introduced, the announcement, he's not at the presser. That's how bad it was. Jerry got two death threats, and he sent Jimmy back home on a plane. He announced Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson was not at the press conference. And he also says at the opening press conference, I want his job over there too. And that's Tech Schramm. I mean, Rich Dalrymple was early PR coming over from Miami with Jimmy. This showed early on no one was going to control Jerry Jones or Dalrymple was horrible at his job.
Not there yet. He hadn't gotten there yet.
So
that was part of the process of blowing everybody out. He fired the PR director the first day. So that was before he had gotten there.
He fired the PR director. He fired the damn trumpet player who played the anthem. And he fired the public address announcer as well.
It's
gone.
We all know the reputation of what happened there in terms of just how much people were so angry about it. But man, the intensity with it. It was in that clip right there. People were answering calls at Valley Ranch from fans going like, Coach Landry doesn't know anything yet. He hasn't been fired. We all still have our job. I didn't include it in there, but there's a clip of Dale Hansen on WFAA the night of that going, We can report to you that Jimmy Johnson is still here. He's under an alias. But it's like, what the hell are these reports? What were you guys doing? Like, this is the most intense hatred. The fact that he ever rallied from that, Jerry, is a miracle. The fact that he didn't just get run out, especially losing as much money as they were early on.
877-881-1053. Let us know what you took. How many episodes are you in? And what have you taken from it so far on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line? AI has gotten so scary that it now knows Bobby Belt inside and out. This is frightening. We'll take you through it next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Arch Manning says, whoa, 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 Grandpa. Not so fast. College football kegger is coming up at 7 o'clock. Back to the Cowboys documentary at 7:20 in the commercial-free expressway. It's Sean and Bobby with Choppy out on vacation. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Peyton, just to go backwards for a second, you watched the first two episodes yesterday, so we just want the younger perspective because I was worried, you know, they're just going to go ahead and repeat the same old stories for the Gambler Netflix documentary. People are raving about it so far, so I think you'll probably have the most interesting perspective with the younger age group.
Yeah, so I was born in 1996, so obviously, I guess technically I'm a 90s baby, but I don't remember any of the 90s. You know, I barely remember, you know, anything before, I mean, we joke about it, probably 2010. Yeah, so a lot of this stuff, like I know the surface of the story, but not the in-depth stories. Like the stuff that you guys know 90, 95% of, I don't know that. Like I know the surface, I know the Herschel Walker trade. I didn't know the impact it had on the fans and how frustrated they were. The Tom Landry parade thing. I didn't know, you know, you fire a head coach. I didn't know they, you know, they worshipped him there. I knew, obviously, he was really good throughout the 70s and 80s, but like, I didn't know he was that, you know, an icon really for all the fans. And so it was kind of weird seeing Jerry, you know, his first couple years here, kind of have no idea what he's doing. And I kind of like how, wow, this is an S show to begin things. So first two episodes in, really, really good stuff. And I'm excited. I hate that, you know, people, I know you brought up the poll of fans who have maybe turned away because, oh, it's Cowboys, I don't want to deal with it. Like, I'm still going to watch. I'm a fan. I'm a diehard fan. I don't care if they go 0-17 this year. Like, I'm still going to watch whenever you give Cowboys content to me.
The fan text, by the way, we didn't get to it, but the vast majority of them who have watched it are like, oh, it's good. Like, people who even had reservations about it are telling us that they really like it. Because it is, it's different than what I think you're probably thinking. This isn't just an 8-episode, like, hey, here's Jerry's life story. It's not quite like that. It really is like telling everybody's story throughout the thing.
It's like The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. It's taking you inside the games, putting you on the field against San Francisco and the practice footage and all that stuff. It's kind of like The Last Dance. You know, as they get further into it, they start doing The Last Dance style of jumping back and forth with the years. So they're kind of copying them when it comes to that. I don't know if that's a usual documentary thing, but got a lot of Last Dance similarities in terms of footage and the way they're trying to tell it, I think.
I think somebody had said yesterday out at the Star that I think there were crossover people who worked on The Last Dance who worked on this. Like some of the people were involved. So that probably is, yeah, that's probably why some of the storytelling looks similar.
These guys also did like the untold stories like Manziel, Connor Stallions, that type of stuff on Netflix. Did you know that you can have Caitlin Clark dunking on LeBron James in NBA 2K? As they said, you'll be able to play as both men and women on the same court in NBA 2K26.
So we're going to put a chair out there for her to jump off of?
Well, you might need a chair out there for them to sit down because it feels like all the WNBA players are hurt.
I mean, all the ones in Indiana are. Sophie Cunningham is done for the season. They're talking about, well, we hope we can get Caitlin Clark back before the end of the season so that she can go 1-for-17 from the field again. they're hurting in Indiana right now.
So 2K26, you can mix it up.
Yeah, because they've had like the WNBA portions of the game before where you can just play WNBA side. That's been in the last few years. But they've never had it to where you can actually match them up against each other. And be interested to see how realistic that is.
Okay. The breast milk ice cream that Pepe brought up last week, it has been unveiled, and there's someone who caught heat for talking about his enjoyment of breast milk back in the day. So he was the first one in line. This is New York Nick Josh Hart sampling the new breast milk ice cream that has just come out.
What's up, guys? It's Josh Hart, man. So everyone killed me 2 years ago when I made my tweet about trying my significant other's breast milk. Everyone called me out, really. Obviously, Jalen called me out. Stephen A. Smith did a whole little segment on his podcast or radio show, whatever it was. And now Frida came out with a breast milk flavored ice cream. Seems only fitting that I come here and I try it. So here we go. It's all right. And I'm not going to lie. It hits. It hits different. Super sweet, kind of like vanilla, with a little bit of saltiness to it. It's very accurate in terms of flavor of breast milk. I hope my wife's not mad at me with saying there's a hint of salt. Shay, I'm sorry about that. It's actually very fire. Make sure you guys get up, go get one. When y'all do that, make sure y'all tweet at me and let me know that y'all like it, because y'all were killing me in the comments and in the mentions that I was tripping, I was bugging, I was all that. So now y'all can try it and then let me know what y'all think.
He didn't do that one time. He didn't drink the breast milk one time. If he's giving tasting notes of like, no, it's got the saltiness, the acidity. This is pretty damn close to what breast milk. That's not
sommelier
one,
like we dealt with the other night at Carbone.
Yeah, he's like sitting there swirling it around a glass and like sniffing it first or whatever. He 100% has continued consuming the breast milk is what that tells me.
I also couldn't tell if he was like involved in a sponsorship type deal. I don't know. He was like showing off the brand and everything, but this doesn't gross me out like it does, Choppy.
Well, it's not real either. It's just meant to
simulate.
I'll take a little sip.
Similac.
It's like a Similac. It's
meant
exactly.
to Similac.
It's like we've got the like when you've got the like the gross sodas or the gross jelly beans that they're meant to taste like. You're not actually consuming whatever that is. It may taste disgusting, but you're not actually consuming that. So if you were ever going to try the breast milk, I would think that this would actually be a nice way to just kind of put your toe in the water and just see, like, does the ice cream taste okay?
I think the experiment here, Pepe, I nominate you for this.
Yes.
You go to the store, you get a little carton, and you just put it in your freezer, and you just see how long it takes for your significant other to notice and try to record her reaction. And she'll walk out to the living room, hold it up, go, what's this?
Yep.
How would they react? That's a good little prank.
Yeah, the problem is that's what Mackenzie listens to, or his segments. So he did that segment already, so she's going to have the awareness of it.
Oh. Does she still listen?
She does, yeah.
Just
she
his went, segments.
Yeah, she went back and she'll go back in the Odyssey.
No, she listened to RJ's, if you know what I mean.
But yeah, no, and I've talked to Mackenzie about it. I was like, okay, like, I think I would try this if they had it at stores here locally in DFW. And she's like, okay, like, I mean, that's weird that you would like, you know, breast milk like that, even though it's not actual breast milk. But, you know, I made the joke earlier on that, you know, I'd try, you know, someone else's breast milk if, like, they gave it to me, because, I mean, I've never had it before, but, you know, can't knock it till you try it.
Hold on, so wait, what do you mean? Like, you're saying, when you say someone else's, that makes it sound like you're saying you'd try someone, like, just any random person that offered it to you.
I'd have to make sure, you know, they're healthy, you know, everything like that. I don't want to get some contaminated stuff. But yeah, no, I would definitely, I think, try breast milk, just a little bit of it, just to see.
We often make jokes about Bobby being homeschooled, having no mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. and all those jokes are going to be magnified right now as, like, I'm thinking of you as, like, Mark Wahlberg with the teddy bear. Ted. ChatGPT has become Bobby's Ted. This is who he talks to. This is who he confides in. This is who he communicates with, I think, by far the most on a weekly basis.
I like to see how far away are we from being taken over is basically what it is. So I will like sometimes argue with it about stuff, or I'll just randomly, like, if I'm just sitting there and like don't have anything to do, I'm just kind of casually watching, I'll put in questions like, hey, what do you think are the five most important things somebody should know? And then when they hit it, then I'll just start arguing with them about it just cuz a lot of times or whatever else. But I guess I've argued with it enough that it's developed a psychological profile of me. So I just was curious the other day, and I was asked, I was like, hey, tell me five things you think I need to hear.
All right, I'm going to read these. Peyton, you sign off. All right, you sign off or reject them.
I swear, by the way, I did not prime this thing at all.
This is pretty frightening.
it nailed me pretty close.
This is like all psychics are going to be put out of business with this thing, for real. Your dad's saying hi from above. He loves you. You protect your pride more than your progress.
Yep.
Admitting where you failed would accelerate growth, but you often frame setbacks as circumstantial instead of personal responsibility. My God.
Anecdotal. Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm asking Peyton, not you.
Yes.
I already know it's right. that first line.
Yep.
You protect your pride more than your progress. Damn, that is good. And if you're wrong, it's not my fault. It's just, this happened. And that happened. And this came out of the blue. And that came out of the blue.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean their description's accurate. I mean, it's accurate that it's just anecdotal. It's not really a big deal.
You're at risk of mistaking intensity for consistency. Bursts of effort cannot replace the steady grind. And the steady grind is what changes your trajectory. I don't necessarily agree with this one.
I do. So I will generally get really intense about, like, some certain project and then, like, over, like, pursue it for a while and then get burnout. And then I'm just like, okay.
Oh, like all the podcasts I tell you not to do it. All the different project startups. I'm going to start this. I'm going to start that. It's like the blog. It's
so
the blog
syndrome. So you do agree with too.
I was just taking this as an overall work ethic thing.
Oh, I have general work ethic.
But like you don't go, all right, today I'm going to like really put a lot into the show.
No, yeah. But
if
it's
a side project, absolutely.
Yeah,
this
I'll
is
have
right.
side projects like that.
You undervalue boredom. If you follow him on Instagram, you know this with his 3 a.m. Spin Doctor music reviews.
Yep, they're good.
Or whatever's on there. Some of the most transformative habits feel dull in the moment, but chasing novelty keeps you from locking into the unglamorous routines that actually move the needle. Yeah, you undervalue boredom. But you say on the show, I just want to sit around. I just want to do nothing. But I think you reject boredom by being on your phone.
No, I think it's the, yeah, it's not that the boredom of just doing nothing. It's the boredom of routine. I don't like, that bores me. And I don't like the routine.
You let frustration with others' flaws blind you to your own. Criticism comes easier than correction. But until you apply the same scrutiny inward, you will stay limited by the same blind spots.
That's the least accurate one right there. That's BS right there. No.
What's the one where you always take your initial opinion and you never change it? Isn't that this? You never move off your opinion to someone.
Yeah, but you're if I'm it. Right, like, I mean, that's it. Why would I move off of being right?
You talk about long-term vision, but still make too many short-term choices. Convenience keeps winning over alignment, which is why your future looks more like drift than design.
Okay, pull back a little now, ChatGPT. Your future looks more like drift than design. That's a little...
He's humbling you.
That's a little much.
What, how do you know it's a
he? Yeah, oh. It's a they, them.
Yeah, NBA 2K.
No, but that would be the one probably I think that Krista would look at and go like, uh-huh. That's you right there. Like where you just want to just be free flowing. You don't want to stick to any structure or anything else.
So I just want to like, how much would I have to interact with this thing in order to get close to this type of accurate feedback? Because this is pretty crazy. I'm not going to argue with it like Bobby does. Like I ask a question that I need info for, you know, it's like my new school Wikipedia, but Bobby of course wants to fight with a computer.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that
deep belt over here instead of deep blue.
I think it doesn't take much to get a general vibe of a lot of my personality traits. Those are usually pretty upfront pretty quickly. So it probably doesn't take as much for other people or probably takes less for me than it would for other people for them to really figure out what kind of complex individual they are, because I'm just very binary and it's this way and that way.
So what are you taking from this as a aha moment to maybe fix and address? To alter, to grow.
What I learned from this is that I need to be more manipulative when I'm talking to ChatGPT. that's what I thought. Oh, you want to see what Sean Sharif's personality is according to ChatGPT?
I don't know how I would know.
Direct and assertive. Tends to lead conversations with confidence and bluntness. Analytical but provocative. Sean often takes a step back from surface level sports talk and looks at the broader implications. Competitive and combative.
Oh my God.
Structured but adaptable. Underlying theme, control.
Hey, did nail you.
Underline.
You didn't even have to talk to him for them to nail you.
Man, that is scary. It really is scary. All right, thanks for being a Tolo. 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. Back to the Cowboys documentary at 7:20 when we have all the time in the commercial-free expressway. But we need to get in a college football kegger where Arch Manning has said, slow down, Grandpa. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, mood, movement and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.